Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, what the business is? Weak motherfucker, so man. It's like, we been at this shit for a month now. That shit was motherfucking quick. That shit rolled up on you motherfucking niggas ASAP, didn't it? You dig? What the fuck the business is? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Blizzum. It's motherfucking K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Episode motherfucking 13. It is a Monday, so therefore you already know.
Yeah.
It's Mashing Motherfucking Monday.
That's three piece.
That three piece with a biscuit for you. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we got on deck. You already know today I let people call in whenever they want to call in. They can, you know, vent, say who the fuck they pissed off at, what's getting on their nerve today, blase squad. You know, that's how we run the show on Monday. That's what we call it, Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Your motherfucking boss been getting on your nerve all night. Your goddamn baby mama, baby daddy been aggravating you by some child support. Whatever. You can call into the show. Let us know, and we'll mash them for you.
Yeah!
With a three-piece. All right? For sure. This is K100 Internet Radio. It's been off from the Facebook page, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Got my co-host in here with me tonight, P-Rage Affiliated. But you already know what it is, partner! Man, I know, man. You know, we've been at this shit for what now? 4 weeks. This is week four. It's the May 4th week. 13 episodes already. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't stopping, man.
This shit just started, man. I mean, the fuck? You know what I mean? I can't even think about when we had 300-some episodes and shit like that. All the shit we going to be done talked about by then. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, we gonna roll on y'all, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Believe that.
Yeah, so look. Everybody know the drill. But once again, since we are still new, I got to run down the rules of the road and run down all this other hoopla. Here we go.
Hey.
First of motherfucking all.
Keep it on the 3 minutes this side.
God damn. I'm trying to, man. Listen. First, hey, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. Hit the number one on your keypad if you want to holler at us. It's a Monday. Our Mondays always start slow. Everybody call in after 9.
9 o'clock callers, you know.
All that bullshit. They get on the line. They just want to listen. They don't want to damn talk. You know what I'm saying? All that bullshit like that. But the number 347-934-0966 to holler at us. Or you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, the letter K, dash, the number 100. And you can listen to us live on the air. Or if you missed the full and live episode, you can download the whole episode and any other episode, put it on your iPod, burn it on your CD and listen to it in your car, whatever. All right? That's one thing. Next thing is, this is K100 Radio. We are a talk/indie music station.
Indie!
Which means we play underground artists, underground R&B artists, underground rap artists, you know what I'm saying? That's doing their thing in the game, you feel me? And, you know, all you got to do is send us your MP3. Let us know where we can find you at online, because this is the online internet site, so you need to have an online presence. You need to have your MySpace, a Facebook, a Ning, a Reverb Nation, a YouTube page. One good fuck. We got to be able to say www.com to get to you, homie.
That's it.
You know what I mean? That's the whole niche of this whole shit we doing over here, all right? This ain't FM radio.
Hey, give them the site, man, where they could, where all the indies can send their music and they, you know, whatever they need to get at us at K100.
Well, the email that you need to shoot us your MP3 and also shoot us the links to your site is K100radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100, the letter K, the number 100, K100 Radio, all one word, @gmail.com. All right? Send us all your shit, man. Send us your MP3s. We don't spin it if it's good. The only thing we ask about spinning the music, man, we do want you to send us some good music. I mean, don't send us some shit, you know, that we like, goddamn, you know, we can't just play any motherfucking thing on the show. The shit got to be some good music. You know what I mean? And it also needs to be halfway recorded pretty decent, man, because it's internet radio. If it sounds like total trash, No, it's going to sound like even more trash over internet radio. All
nah,
right?
Fuck that. We ain't going to play it. I'm
telling you,
right,
we ain't going to play it. We ain't going to play it. I ain't going to lie to you.
We ain't
going to
play it.
We ain't going to play it.
We not going to play that
no,
shit.
No, we not going to play it if it's just A, whack-ass motherfucking song to the point where we're like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? And B, if it's just not real, real poorly recorded. So, nigga, don't be goddamn rapping over a goddamn two-track with your phone or some shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we gonna play that shit.
Yeah, you know, going to spend $25 an hour finding a local hood nigga with a Pro Tools set up or something, nigga. Go in there and at least get in the booth, all right? Do that for yourself and for your career. That's advice.
Help your motherfucking self.
All right, man. You feel me? That's it, man. But we ain't saving the money. All we want you to do is embed the player on your page, and that's how we're going to promote it. All right? You feel me? That's it, man. Now, the rules to the show, that's for the artist, okay? So if your baby mama want to sing, your baby daddy want to rap, your son, whoever, tell them how they need that exposure. They not on yet. We don't spend niggas that's already on. They ain't on yet. They need this exposure. Tell them to holler at us. K100Radio@gmail.com. All right? Also, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of the show. We only got one rule on the show. P. Reg, would you please tell them?
Do not call up here being motherfucking fake.
It's real simple. I don't understand why we still have people that continue to break the fucking rule on the show.
I don't understand.
Niggas can't do one damn, just one thing, man. We ask, listen, all we saying is, don't be fake, don't be flawed, don't be with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If we feel like you calling up here to this show, and you saying some shit that we, it's like, okay, niggas really don't think
you
like
that.
You
try to be political, goddamn it, all the time.
Or you a female, and you just want to say some shit just because, oh, you want to say this because, you know, niggas, it's niggas and flies, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You just want to say it because, hey, you know that's how all men are dogs, or you think we all hoes or whatever, so you just saying some more off the wall shit, and you know damn well we got a valid point.
This is what you gonna motherfucking get.
Automatically, you get murdered on the show.
Y'all niggas already know, homie.
You understand what I'm saying? If you call up to the motherfucking show with any of that flaw shit, now since this is mashing motherfucking money, we will just whoop a motherfucking ass today. And let you ride. We ain't gotta kill you. Understand what I'm saying? Alright? But the fake shit, the flaw shit, you know what I'm saying? That's automatic death. That's on the rule of the show. It ain't even hard. I don't understand how the fuck every day I got to kill a bitch, though. I don't think we had an episode Wayne had to kill a motherfucker yet.
Nigga, hey.
I'd have to kill my damn self.
It's not motherfucking target practice, people.
You
that 5'6" do burn.
Fuck, man. Look, we got a guest in the studio with us, my homie DJ Outlaw.
Yeah.
What's happening, homie?
Shit, man. Tell it, man. Y'all boys really got them cutting up around this motherfucker. I'm finna enjoy this shit.
Yeah, man. You know, I wish you could have came. Well, you know, it's our first hour and it's a Monday, so, you know, our lines tend to fill up kind of slowly. They'll get around.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? They take a minute, you know. But, you know, our second hour, that's when they really get silly and crunk. You feel me? But tell us about yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, man. This is an Atlanta vet, all right? For everybody who...
A-Town!
Who know about that motherfucking music. I think... We based out of Atlanta. I think everybody motherfucking know that. You know what I'm saying? But some people might just be listening online. So in this case, you don't know. You know, the show is based out of Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? So that's where we broadcasting from, all right? You feel me? So this dude right here, man, he's been around. He's been in the music industry in the game for a while. DJ Outlaw, he's been doing his thing. He's got a nice repertoire. You know, he's got a lot of things up on his belt. You know, he know every motherfucking body. He from around the way. They fucks with him. You know what I'm saying? So give us a rundown, man, of what you got going on, where you been, and where you going, homie.
Okay, check out, and it's like this. Shit, you, everybody know I'm a real ATL graded baby, you know what I'm saying? And I stay down for the crown, you know what I'm saying? And I like this goddamn shit right here. This shit is some real shit, no flaw shit, goddamn it. Give me that gunshot one time. I gotta love that.
Right. Right.
That's murder. Gangsters
come
in the house, baby.
Myself, but he know what I want. Check out, though, you know what I'm saying? I've been goddamn doing my DJ thing about 17, 18 years, you know what I'm saying? Strip club extraordinaire, you know what I'm saying? One of the hottest DJs in the ATL strip club, done broke plenty of artists. Young Jeezy, the Young Jock, you know what I'm saying? I had managed the Alliance, you know what I'm saying? I fought with the affiliates. did I say that wrong? Like, slap me. Give me a 2P right quick.
A 2P?
Yeah.
Affiliated,
you know. Affiliated, you already
right.
Know what I'm saying. Yeah. Affiliated hustlers, you know what I'm saying. I even got them, of course. I did a couple goddamn, you know what I'm saying. Said a couple of things on the album and shit. I'm still trying to goddamn see what the fuck the hold up is. But in the meantime, between time, you know what I'm saying, we still gonna keep it K100 around this bitch. You know what I'm saying. Got, of course, everybody know I've been out on tour with Outkast. You know what You know what I'm saying? I seen the world. You know what I'm saying? Got paid to see the world. You know what I'm saying? I met some very valuable people in my life. You know, I met a lot of people. I know a lot of people messing with them boys. Outkast, Big Dre. Boy, you know what it is. You know, big shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
What you got going on tomorrow? Tell everybody where you're going to be at tomorrow.
Oh, of course. You know, I'm going to be at, well, actually, I did Club Beige, you know, I do Club Beige now, you know what I'm saying? I've worked at every strip club it is in Atlanta. Boy, it ain't nothing like being in an ass club and getting your bread up, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know.
We love the ass club.
Love pussy club.
Yeah, yeah.
We do those.
Yeah, man. I worked at the majority of the ass clubs in Atlanta, so.
Right.
You know, that's really one of the easy spot to get your record broke, man. If you got some real heat, you know what I'm saying? That heat gonna goddamn, you know, if you in Atlanta, man, that ass club, man, gonna take you where you're supposed to go. Well, if you got some real heat, you gonna take you where you're supposed to go, but you just gotta do the right thing at all times and always be patient. But at the same time, you know, I'll be at Bay's, you know, this Saturday. Wait a minute, hold on. Tomorrow I'll be at Bay's day show. Of course, Wednesday night, but Wednesday night, this coming up week, man, I got a big week this week. I got to be our special guest, invited DJ on V103 this Wednesday night from 9 to 10. Then I'll be in Macon. I got to DJ a show down here in Macon Friday.
Right.
I got to be down. I got to be in Macon, man, at fucking 7 o'clock. Got to hit the radio station down there. Then I hit the club. Then once I leave Macon, I get a chance to me about 4 hours sleep. Then I had to come back towards the A. But I'm headed to this car and bike show, man. I got DJ down at this car and bike show in Conyers.
Right.
Saturday.
Woo. You got it. So it sounds like my homie DJ Outlaw is mad busy. He's in demand. A-Town vet. You see him in club, babes. You see him in the strip club. He break records. You know what I'm saying, ladies? You feel me? So when you see that nigga, say, yo, nigga, keep that shit motherfucking 100, nigga. You was on my motherfucking, my partner them show, K100, nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck
and that's real talk. So this man been doing this thing for like 17, 18 years, like he said. And that's a long time to be doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So
and you already know. He's pushing forward with it.
Right. You know, he got to be the master of that craft by this point. You feel me? Because you been doing something that long. If you ain't mastered it, you'd have been quit. All right? So you know he is the business.
Still going strong.
Right, right. So that's what's up. So that's our special guest we got in here. We'll be asking him to chime in every now and again when people call in and holler at us about some shit. You know what I mean? You feel me? My homie DJ Outlaw. Now, let's get to the motherfucking show, all right? It's Mashin' Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! I know motherfucker. Nigga, it's Monday, nigga. My fucking phone line should be like filled the fuck up. No, it's Monday. Don't nobody like Mondays. Everybody went to work today or did some shit and was like, man, this punk-ass motherfucker here, I'm about to slap this motherfucker. It's Monday, nigga. Everybody want to slap a bitch on Monday. I don't know a motherfucker who don't want to slap a bitch on Monday.
Please believe
don't
that.
Nobody like Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck Monday. You know what I'm saying? So look, man, y'all call us up. The number here is 347-934-0966. Hit us up. Fill my lines up. Now, we gonna go ahead and start saying some shit that we got to get off our motherfucking chest. Some shit that, you know, because we got plenty of shit to talk about. It's all kind of shit that we see, all kind of fuck shit. P. Reg, what's something that you want to goddamn just mash on today? I got my own personal. I got mine lined up.
Hey, what I really want to mash on, man, first off, I want to mash on these fuck niggas who really acting like they D-boys, nigga, and you motherfucking goddamn working motherfucking 9 to 5, talking about you out here on the block, nigga. Keep that shit 100, man.
Don't add me goddamn what the price is on the 24, nigga. nigga, I'm riding on 26. Kill yourself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So we mash them pretty much on a consistent basis, right?
We gotta keep.
Cause you know what?
Them.
That's just fake. That's just being fake. And anything that's being fake and flawed, we pretty much mash every other day, every day on the show. You know what I mean? But I feel you though. We gotta be specific to you niggas. All right. Ain't nothing. Look, nigga. Look, let me tell you, nigga, something. Let me tell you, motherfucker, something, man. Cause we all came from the game. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Niggas did put their time in the game. You know what I'm saying? But we elevated and graduated. You know what I'm saying? We doing different things right now. You know what I'm saying? If we had to, we'll go back to taking them penitentiary chances. But nigga, the grace of God, we don't have to, nigga. We still eating around this bitch. It don't negate what we have done and where we came from, nigga, but just be you. Be yourself. You understand what I'm saying? If you did it, you did it. If you didn't, you didn't, nigga. But if you ain't doing it right now, nigga, don't act like you got them doing that shit daily, nigga, and you know you ain't doing it daily, nigga. All right? Stop that shit.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't hate on the nigga that own his own motherfucking label, man, that got motherfucking 12 projects in the motherfucking street and own this motherfucking own radio station. Nigga, please believe this shit, man. China's is gonna motherfucking be recognized, this bitch, man. Y'all nigga either gonna motherfucking move out the way or get pushed the fuck over.
That's
please
just,
believe that,
that's
man.
That's just all it is to it, all right? That's all it is to it. Now I got something I want to mash about, and then we can get into the goddamn meat and potatoes of the show.
Shit, mash them in, bro. What's happening?
It's just a story I heard in the news, man, and we actually went off on these particular group of people last week.
Okay, let's go.
This motherfucker on the goddamn news, right? I'm listening to the motherfucking news yesterday. Okay. This motherfucking goddamn lady in DeKalb County, you know what I'm saying? The teacher called a bitch, you know what I'm saying, leave a message on the phone, you feel me? Her goddamn badass motherfucking kid, this nigga in goddamn class, this nigga acting a donkey, you feel what I'm saying? He won't shut the fuck up, he won't sit the fuck down, he's telling her what he will and won't do, class clown, he bucking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga wild, young nigga wild, you know, middle school, you know what I'm saying?
Middle
Mom and dad and them ain't got no control over this young nigga, actually, I guess, you know what I'm saying? He's just being disruptive. Motherfucking teacher called a goddamn mama and tell the goddamn mama, this is what she said, quote, you know what I'm saying? His attitude is unacceptable, and I won't have him in my class for the rest of this year. You feel me? Now, it goes on to say, she said he's being real disruptive and real disrespectful. This is the message that he leaving to his mama on her phone. She called the phone. You feel me? If you see this bitch cell phone, you already know this bitch hood. This shit got rhinestones and all that ghetto-ass shit on it.
Bling, bling, girl.
This ghetto bitch, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she all on the news with this goddamn ghetto-ass goddamn flea market phone. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? She goes on to say the message. This is what really, I guess, blew the shit out of proportion. She said, I did tell him if he opened his mouth in my class one more time like that, I'll knock the hell out of him. Okay, first and motherfucking all, that's what the fuck she's supposed to do. You know what? The problem I got, you know what I want to mash on? This is what I want to mash on.
Yeah.
All you punk-ass motherfuckers acting like your motherfucking kid too goddamn special to get goddamn paddled in school to let another motherfucker adult check their motherfucking ass when they goddamn wrong as hell like they did back in the day. When you did some shit, you got your ass whooped by goddamn Miss Jones, Miss Brown, and your mama them by when she got off work, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Bitch, I want to murk your ass. You the reason why all our motherfucking kids are fucked up now. Ruck around this motherfucker just like that one bitch that was on the goddamn show last year when she was on the goddamn train disrespecting that old lady, jumping all up in the motherfucking old lady's face. What the fuck come up? That's the same bitch. That bitch and this motherfucking goddamn little nigga here got the same motherfucking mom and daddy probably. They probably cousins.
Probably
shit.
Your third
What
cousin.
Is the world? What is the
Listen,
world
man,
coming to?
I just want
to
mash that bitch because first of all, you don't got that. Even if you had, first of all, the teacher black and the parents black, right? First
okay.
of all, even if you didn't really like the fact that she said, I'm going to knock the hell out of him if he don't goddamn act right in my motherfucking class. You don't get on the motherfucking news and bring this shit to these motherfucking white folks and goddamn try to get the goddamn woman fired. She doing your motherfucking punk ass a favor by even putting up with your motherfucking child every motherfucking day, bitch. Yeah, she threatening, but bitch, she probably needs to be threatened. You know what I'm saying?
Disrupt the other kids from getting their education who want to motherfucking learn.
Right.
That's how you can bring them to Outlaw School of Learning. I teach that young nigga something.
Right.
And I show you something in the process of teaching him something.
Right.
I swear to God, you'll be all
right.
Right. By the time Law get done with your baby, I show you how to raise one up. I got mine going into the military. Matter of fact, your nephew leave Wednesday, man,
right.
Going to the military. You know what I'm saying? And you can ask him. I ain't got to be a teacher. If I come through the school, anybody's child, I don't care who it is, they act up in front of me, I'm going to make them pull the panties down and spank that ass. I'm going to tell you that, man.
Right.
And then I'm going to make them call you so you can come see me.
Right.
I'm going to tell I'm going to explain it to you why I did it. And what for?
Right.
If you got a problem with that, I'll pull you down.
And spike your ass.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
call your madman Pepper and say, because you probably just as old as your child is. You probably ain't no more than my skin.
Nowadays, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Nowadays, you probably about 10 years older than your child.
I know a goddamn motherfucker my age got 2 grandkids. God damn, bitch. Y'all
right.
Are getting it in.
Y'all
you know
early granddad.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy.
Papa, how the hell you going to be a papa at 35 years old?
Hey, one thing about it, boy. If you goddamn 30-something and you a grandparent,
no.
That's so hood.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's hood.
That's hood. That's your hood. If you and your motherfucking 30s and you a motherfucking grandparent, boy, stop playing. That shit is extra. You know what I'm saying? But for real though, man, that story, I'm like, and then these motherfuckers on the goddamn, I was trying to get the clip so I could play it back. These motherfuckers on here, they so goddamn, I wish you could just hear them, dog. So they so motherfucking hood and ghetto. I'm just listening to these niggas like for real. You know what I'm saying? That's probably, they kid probably just real. They ain't discipline they kid. That's why the kid never just ripped the clap. But you can't let the goddamn kid. Now I understand. You know, I understand. You don't want nobody to threaten your kid. You feel me? But she ain't say she was going to goddamn kill. You know what I'm saying? She said she going to knock the hell out of him because goddamn, he going to shut the fuck up and sit down in the class.
Like, look, that might be the only thing even, I understand.
And even if you had a problem with that, my nigga, why you even bringing that shit all up? You trying to get a goddamn lawsuit or some shit? You feel me? You feel me? Ain't no chat. You gonna get this young black teacher fired, bitch. And that's what we need in this motherfucker, a teacher who give a damn enough to even call your motherfucking black ass. She should have just suspended that little motherfucking nigga and goddamn let him worry about his shit later. She was trying to call your ass, tell your ass your child being fucked up in class, and bitch, here you go calling goddamn the news and shit. You know the goddamn white folks all on the parent side.
Mm-hmm. No, but you know what's real fucked up?
Ghetto motherfuckers.
What's real fucked up about it?
What?
Nigga, that's what she probably tell her own
motherfucking
child.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
You hear me though? I guarantee this. I wish I could get the clip to play. I guarantee you, they some motherfucking hood. These motherfuckers in Decatur, nigga. Stop playing. It's that Middle Grove.
He's fine.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He's fine.
That Middle Grove. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
These motherfuckers already hood. They goddamn self. They probably tell the goddamn child themselves, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. You do that shit again. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, but a goddamn teacher call, you feel like this. What your chest wasn't up for, bitch? You need a goddamn sweaty pants about your goddamn badass son and a goddamn being up the chain in the class. So I just wanted to mash that hoe and her punk ass boyfriend because they ain't. I guess that's a baby dad. I don't know what the fuck the nigga. Fuck both of them, man. Forgetting that teacher to actually give a fuck about
your Gucci man third club, nigga.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit just had me hot, man. That's some real bullshit. So I just wanted to mash on their motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Carlos, I see you in the line, but I need for you to hit the number one and let me know you want to holler at me, all right?
Number one. It's not hard to do, people.
I see people on the line. Everybody just listening. I'm just going to start blindly going to motherfuckers. I see y'all. Y'all know I know who y'all are. I know you got some shit you want to mash on. 347-934-0966. That's the number. 347-934-0966. All right. Y'all don't want to holler at me. Y'all just want to come on and y'all don't want to say
that. Hey, fuck that.
But
no, hey, we can play a record,
matter of fact,
man.
I see. Hold on. Oh, we can go to a record.
Oh, badass.
Hold on. I just played badass. I'm trying to spread it out. I'm trying to play shit I ain't played before.
Oh,
matter of fact,
it's
hold on. I got some shit. Excuse me. Ah, these motherfuckers. See, as soon as I say I'm going to play some goddamn music, these motherfuckers want to hang up. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? I got some shit I'm gonna play. But anyway, man, before we get into this motherfucking music, do you got anything specifically that you wanna just mash a motherfucker on Outlaw while we got them looking for this loading up this song?
Shit. You know, I have a good life, man. I don't mash too many folks. On them haters that be hating on that little that Superman outside. You know what I'm saying? They be trying to got them shine on your boy. Boy, that should be funny as hell. One time them niggas got them Lamborghini doors on, they got them 92 vehicle and want to roll up on me and put the doors open on me.
1992.
You know what I'm talking about?
What, nigga?
Hold on.
Fuck that. Nigga, if you got a 90-something and you went and spent all that money to put them doors on that bitch. Fuck that, nigga.
Hey,
that's
hey,
what I'm saying.
Hey,
fuck
hey,
that.
Look,
I'm going to kill you, nigga.
Look, hey, you need an oil change. Your shit ain't pulling right. Your shit ain't even painted and rimmed up. You just
fuck?
Got some doors on it.
You know what I mean?
You got some doors and some big old rims. The rims in your door cost more than your car. That one I'm talking about. That's 90 and below. And you just stunting on the nigga. I mean, it cool. Don't get me wrong, because I have old school like that, bro. But at the same time, I ain't finna pull up on nobody that riding in the 2000. XXX, it don't matter. 2000 and beyond. I'm not gonna pull up on this because my shit fly. Because that nigga shit still cost more than yours without anything on it.
Right. Right.
And,
so all you.
And the funny part about a nigga done whipped up on me, he gonna let his Lamborghini doze up. So I just opened my doze. The whole Safari came out of mine, nigga. So much gator coming up out there. And I'm riding the 2000 plus. You know what I'm saying?
Crocodile Dundee.
I fucked around and went to goddamn Walkabout Creek and got me, goddamn, caught me a gator smoking some perk, goddamn, and I cut him up. Yeah, I cut him up, put the whole fuck in my truck. The nigga got there, he closed his Lamborghini door for real. I started telling the nigga, go put some suicide doors on that bitch, because that was you just committed suicide on me, bitch. So, nigga, I mean, if you ride Big Baller, bro, we going to give you props, you know what I'm saying? I give props when props are due, but at the same time, respect them motherfuckers that got them newer model vehicle, boy. Because some of them motherfuckers will blow your doors off, boy.
Right.
Someone will blow your doors off.
All right.
I'm talking about, I bought my shit. My shit was $37,000. But now it's about what? What, bro, what's in there? About what? About
shit, probably about 67, nigga. Believe that. One time for them all that ride them big real with them big trucks, nigga, ride through this bitch. Like the motherfucking elephant, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And once again, we mashing on niggas. We got them cars made in the 90s and got a little paint job. And you want to roll up on a nigga. They goddamn got a goddamn car that's about a 2000 and goddamn 7 or a goddamn 9 or some shit. And goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? This nigga whole car costs more than everything. You know, this nigga goddamn car costs 10 times more than your motherfucking car. But just because you got some new doors and a new paint job, you want to roll up on them like you really stunting on them? Yeah! Really, though?
Hey, you're not really stunting.
just stop it.
Hey, I got a question.
Just be clean, man.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question right quick, man. Look. I want to mash these motherfuckers who so slow, who can't even have their own motherfucking business to it ain't motherfucking funny, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
I just saying like this, right? I'm just going to throw this out here. Because I ran across this incident today, early today.
Right.
This nigga. A nigga I know let a motherfucker do his taxes, ain't got his money yet.
Damn!
So, I really want to go over this nigga.
Yeah! Kill yourself, fool.
Damn. And he still run around this motherfucker like he gonna get it. You know what I'm saying?
You got my money.
No.
How long tax season been over?
Hey, man. Look at him, man.
That's a wrap.
I really just want to mash on today, man, because that shit took on my motherfucker.
Anybody I know.
Ain't nobody you know, but the shit was just funny as a motherfucker to me today, man.
Look,
y'all nigga working hard, man. You know, I tell them all the time, man, don't be motherfucking plum dog, man. Be some dog, but
right.
Have some motherfucking being about your goddamn self.
Yeah, man. Keep that shit gangster, man. Hey, man. Yeah, y'all,
look. This y'all he work with the motherfucker every day.
Oh, he see him every day?
Every day.
Hey, man.
Now, like now I got to kill him. You're right. I was just going to goddamn mash him, but now
I
got to
mash him. I shot him.
You know what I'm saying? Now I got to mash him. All right, look, we're going to go on this. I'm going to play one of the songs for my homeboy AK, man, because he had hollered at me and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, fuck with me. I haven't spent one of his songs yet. So this is my homeboy AK. This Undress, you featuring EUS and Slim. All right. We're going to run this motherfucking song real quick because I haven't played none of my nigga music. That's my dog. You did. We're going to run that and we're going to come right back. Call us. Hit us up, man. 347-934-0966.
Okay. Real nigga, stay down, man. We don't go nowhere.
Damn it, man. All right. AK, undress you.
Partner with him. He got his partner with him, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm thinking about? never noticed that you mind me. It's a mutual emotion with express, and I won't win if I can't help it. You can't help it. There's a bed to keep it moving. You got sex to be a girl. You got swag to bet I'm loving. Let your ass do the love in your life. I want to move.
AK featuring EUS and Slim, you feel me? Undress you. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of
some old strip club shit right there, though. Outlaw, for real, though.
Yeah.
I just like the rhythm of it. I think a bitch can goddamn drop it like it's hot off that.
Yeah, man.
You
I was just goddamn picking a baby oil bounce around on a three cheek on that motherfucker. With three cheek hot, that one on one side, the other hot, then both of them hot together at the same time while she's doggy style. Yeah, man. AK, boy, you got you one there, boy. I like
hey,
that.
Hey, Mash your motherfucker Mondays. All right, we here.
Oh, I had a DJ sound.
Yeah, man, they got damn horn.
That's the ultimate DJ sound. All right, look, so this is Master Motherfucker Money, but we're going to get into a specific topic tonight, all right? So everybody might have been sitting around waiting for me to talk about the shit I actually texted everybody about. Like, nigga, stop talking about Master that shit, fuck that, get to the point of the meat and potatoes. All right, so this is our goddamn, our main topic tonight, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? This is the question. You can answer the question, too. You feel what I'm saying? This is a question I posed to the Facebook people. Everybody who don't know, this show started on Facebook as a page and a group, and then it just blew up from there. People are always calling in and hitting this up and hollering at us on the groups, and then we was like, man, we're going to take this shit to the airwaves, and it just took off from there. So if you're on Facebook, please do a Facebook search for us. If you listen to us and you're not our friend on Facebook, K-100, do a search. When you see the middle finger, you know it's us, all right?
We fucking with
fuck with us. Become a fan. Like the page, all right? And fuck with us, man. And then talk about the topic, because a lot of the topics we get off Facebook. Now, here's another one. Here's what we're getting to tonight. If you meet somebody, right? You know what I'm saying? You meet a little shawty. Ladies, y'all meet a dude. You feel what I'm saying? And they straight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like these motherfuckers. Y'all feel like y'all got a nice little vibe going on. Everything popping off. Everything straight. You fucks with them. You want to make that next move. You know what I'm saying? But one motherfucking thing about it. They got a crazy ass, fucked up ass family. They family just fucked. They got one of them goddamn mama them that goddamn got to move in with them every goddamn other year because they keep put out their shit. They got a motherfucking brother that goddamn think he the hardest nigga ever and he goddamn keep getting locked up and want to come over there on some gangster shit. You feel what I'm saying? They got a motherfucking junky ass auntie or uncle or some shit that always come over there and goddamn leave a little bit heavy in the pockets when they come to your barbecue. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? They just got a lot of motherfucking goddamn, got a cousin who always want to go out at night and shit, want to see if they can drop the kids off over there with you on a motherfucking Friday, bitch, like I ain't got nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And, you know, this your girl, you like her, but she always, she a sucker for her. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. This don't pertain to people who really don't give a fuck about their family. You feel what I'm saying? Because some motherfuckers out here, they'll be like, man, I don't give a fuck, man. Family or not, man, fuck them. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? That really don't apply because even whatever the fuck their family is, it don't matter to them. They don't give a fuck.
Right.
But you got some people, dog, that love their folk. You feel what I'm saying? They love their folk. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, they're going to got them be like, shit, that's my brother. Shit, that's my mama. Shit, that's my cousin. You feel what I'm saying? So automatically, you already know when they shit pop off, is shit going to affect your household. You feel what I'm saying?
Now, shit, she bitch, I'm hot.
Hold on.
Right. Shit, bitch, you can have them.
Hold on. Now. But I'm saying, but you really did show them now. She was popping.
You ain't got this.
You can't. That's the only thing.
You can dig it from a distance.
That's the only. Oh, hold on. Oh, nigga. Uh-huh. Oh, first of all, it's going to be something wrong with every motherfucker.
Yeah, but how much money she bring to the table?
Listen, I know she's straight. Outlaw, she's straight. She got, first of all, if I'm considering her straight, she bringing some shit to the table.
Okay.
She got her own, you feel me? Right. She don't come in there bitching all night. She got them get it in the bed. She looking good.
I
got to
say one
straight.
Thing about it, though.
But what?
Nigga, you need
that's
to
the
check
only thing.
Nigga, you need to check the motherfucker you fucking with. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man.
You got to get that
okay,
straight,
okay, first of all, hold on. Let's be realistic about this shit right here. Now, I'm going to tell you right there, like this. You may have met your girl and you've been knowing her 5 years or whatever. You see what I'm saying, my nigga? And you may love her and everything. You feel me? But her family been there her whole motherfucking life. Her
yeah.
family been there her whole motherfucking life.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You ain't going to choose your mama. I mean, your girl over your mama. Over your, you and your motherfucking brother think it's these. You know what I'm saying? Now, your girl straight. You love her. Ain't nothing wrong with her. Y'all really don't have no issues. The only issue really is the fact that her family is fucked up, and that shit kind of bleed over into your house every now and again.
That's what
would you really stop? It's going to be something with everybody.
Well, see, I don't have no type of problem called being run up on me. She already know I'm gangster anyway, so I don't care how hard a brother is and how much, you know, I feel her auntie take out the food. I don't care. If it's,
right.
I, you know, I feed them out of plastic foils and plate anyway. You know what I'm saying? Every time I have a look out at the crib, it's plastic foil. I put the valuable shit up. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't gonna have nobody moving in. The only way you can move in my motherfucking house is you gotta be paying some bills. I need half my mortgage. I need half of it per person.
Right.
Per person. And you know, I
they ain't doubling up on you.
Right.
Ain't no doubling up.
So but would you really would if it was your girl and she was like, man, you know, would that stop you from fucking with her? Would you
no.
could it ever get to the point where you just be like, man, I ain't fucking with her no more.
It ain't gonna stop me from fucking with her.
Right.
It's gonna stop her from fucking with me because I ain't going for the bullshit.
Right.
I'm a man.
I like that.
You know what I mean? That's a good point right there. A person gonna do as much as you let them do. I'm not gonna allow her people, my people, nobody just come in on me and do absolutely nothing. Be fucked up
exactly.
By any means necessary. Right. If my brother got them come at me and say, hey bro, I need somewhere to stay, I'm gonna open my door to my brother.
Right.
But before I open that door to him, look,
right.
I got my girl.
Right.
Even though I just stay by myself,
right,
me and my brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But I got and this caused this, and it's gonna be split this way.
Right.
Everybody in my household that's over the age of 18 gonna pay something.
Right.
Because in the state of Georgia,
right.
If you're 18 years older, you considered to be grown.
Right.
So why do you think my son is doing the army? How he considered to be grown, and daddy wasn't finna do it no more.
Right. Right. Okay. So you saying that it won't stop you from being with him because you gonna check it? That person gonna leave you. She gonna leave you because you ain't gonna be with that boy.
Right. So I ain't gonna be. She gonna have to. I mean, I'm not saying that I will leave her family fucked up like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, in order to goddamn, you gotta pay to play.
Right.
You know.
So now, if you really fuck with it, now hold on, because when you accept somebody, you accept everything about them. That's like a woman, even though we talking about kids and they under 18,
right.
Whatever, but you accept them as a package deal.
Right.
You accept them as their family. You understand
right.
That their family kind of fucked up.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know,
but potentially
you might be in that situation. Now,
right.
Like you said, you're gonna have these are grown motherfuckers. Look, they got to pay this and pay that, but. I know a lot of people be like, man, she cool, man. Well, her motherfucking family, man. It's a lot of people who in relationships like that.
But they got it. But you know what? If you a real nigga, you a real man, You grab your dick when you get in the shower, nigga, you gonna stand the fuck up. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I mean, I don't give a fuck who it is. It could be her mama, her daddy, whatever. You know.
It could be your mama, your daddy, or whatever.
You gonna lay down the rules right. Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? It's the shit you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna have in my house. And if I moved in with somebody, it's the shit they ain't gonna have in their house.
Exactly. Right.
So you gotta abide by the rules, you know.
That's right.
That's what it is. But I really don't mind if they family fucked up and they're not bleeding into mine, and you know, my girl can just take care of them and do what they want to do what she want to do, and it's our family, I'm cool with it. Long as they fuck with me.
If she take care of them financially, if she's taking money out of the household take care of them.
I make my own money.
Right.
See, the money she's taking from her, money she's taking from her.
Right.
Because I get my own money.
Right.
As long as she pays her half of the bill,
it don't matter.
I ain't saying it like that. I ain't saying I won't help her, but I ain't going to say that shit going to run no goddamn 5 years.
Yeah, they ain't finna.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we finna motherfucking buy a house. You know what I'm saying, man? My old lady finna motherfucking buy a house. And we can't motherfucking buy a house because. She's trying to, you know what I'm saying? Hell no, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
All right, we can buy a house and let them motherfuckers move in, but we still gotta do what we motherfuckers gotta do.
Yeah, we gotta.
So I can't stop my shit for nobody.
Yeah, see, my mama told me a long time ago. She said, son, this is the capital where I am the queen.
Right.
And if you don't like my rules and the regulations that's in my house, you need to leave and get your own capital where you can be the king and can't nobody tell you nothing.
Right.
I will not move into another house with a female because I like being the king.
Right, right, right.
So if her family's fucked up, that's not on me. It's her family.
Right.
I love her. I fuss with her. But at the same time, her family needs to stand up and quit using her as a crutch. As she go on, they're not going to move in for no 5 years. Like bro said, no 5 years.
Right.
And then you got a hot 3 months to get yourself up. A hot 3 months. And I'm being nice.
Right, right.
Because it don't take a real man to do nothing. Women shouldn't have to worry about that. Not with that split between their legs.
Right.
They should be able to get up and maintain and do. They got it better than we got it.
Where they do the broke female at? Hey. But you know what, too, though?
You got a job.
A motherfucking female going to leave you anyway if it's a motherfucking nigga and they family fucked up.
I think it's actually less tolerance on the other end.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
I
think women tolerate the shit less than men. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But when the roles reverse, they gonna be like, I asked my mama, or that's then, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
It's a motherfucking cop out. It's like that, man. You know what I'm
Callers,
saying?
Callers, y'all, see you on the air. Hit the number one if you wanna holler at me. I'm just gonna open up the fucking line. Hit the number one. Go ahead.
Hey, it's like this, man. If your family fucked up and you in a relationship and you used to taking care of your family and all that, you need to get that shit established, man, before you even try to pursue. That longevity.
That should ruin a marriage, a relationship.
It'll ruin everything.
Your mom and them and all that got to move, but that should have fucked you up, home. Yeah. Tell you right now.
It will.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's the name of that song? It was a slow song, old school song. I buy a house for you. I buy one for your mama, too. I will. Tell me again.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Jon did the
right,
remix.
Right, too.
I ain't finna buy no bitch no house. No damn son ain't finna buy your mama no house. If I buy your mama house, she gotta suck my dick too. I swear to God.
I will fuck you.
We gotta get
this
stuff up around here.
DJ
Outlaw. Hey, DJ Outlaw's a fool, man. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, nigga talking shit so I'm spit right here, man.
Hold on, man. I see one of my goddamn officers on the line. She ain't hit the fucking number one yet.
Wow.
King.
Shy.
Yo, what's this? Say what?
I say, you know, I'm at work.
That's all right.
Talk that shit, King.
You ain't doing shit. I know you ain't doing shit.
You out of damn nerves back here.
King, talk that shit, King.
King, why you ain't saying that? Why you friends going?
I don't know. She can't work.
I was about to go on my break and get where it was quiet, but you know what I'm saying? You know I ain't with that bullshit. Don't nobody come in my house.
Feel
like the damn thing. Nobody. I'm the queen of the council.
Yeah.
But hold up though. For real. if this your man, I said, say if you married or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? And you know, this is family. You can't make that man choose between his mama or some shit, can you? Can you?
I ain't gonna make him choose. He can get out with the ass. Yeah, all y'all ass can go.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? It gotta be like the last resort. Don't nobody want to stay with me no way, because I got to bend down. He's gonna come run my shit. Period.
Goddamn, Chili. All right, well, okay.
My family was at my house. I couldn't wait till they ass go.
But hold on, okay. So your family was at your house when you was your family at your house when you was with your man, with your husband?
Hey, I was trying to get rid of all the ass. I was trying to kick them out, and then their ass came too. I say this some shit.
Yeah, shit.
Okay, we can't even use you as no damn example, because your shit is
hey, I like you. I like you all right with me. You try to put everybody ass out. That's all I'm talking about. Fuck them, shout it. Fuck them.
I don't discriminate.
Oh, man. Right.
Yeah. All right, well, we just want to know, because we got people on the line. We got calls on the line, and ain't none of them hitting number one. So I'm going to just start going down the list. You motherfuckers. I hate when they do that, man. I hate when they call us here.
But you know, at 9 o'clock, calls don't call in. Like,
I know. We got a couple minutes today here. So I see. I don't like. It's like we ain't got nobody on the air. We got people on the air. They just not. They want to. They shine.
Hey, they ain't shy. They just like to listen. They like to listen
to us
talk that
I know
shit.
I don't like to listen
to us
talk that shit.
That's what it is. But hey, you know what?
We're going
to keep getting it to you.
Hold on. Let's see what this is. Hey, you okay, 100? Caller.
Yeah.
It is Miss Peaches.
Peaches.
Dear me.
I'm about to mash up,
motherfucking ass. No, I was doing something. So I couldn't press the one yet.
Your fingers was fucked up, huh? What is wrong with you? Got us sitting around here just talking. You ain't want to talk to us or something? Huh?
No, I want to talk to you. I called them.
But you
that man,
press,
I want to talk. I just couldn't press one at the moment.
You could. All
right. Well, I know you listening. I know you listening.
Yeah.
I know the rest of them listening to you. What you think about what we said? Now look. Now this we ain't talking about your goddamn some nigga you just kind of like. This your motherfucking baby. You understand what I'm saying? You feel this nigga?
Yo, boo.
You feel me? You ain't really trying to leave this nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Nickel.
You really don't want to. And this the only thing that this the shit right here. That's the thing that you know. That's his drawback. That's a major drawback. But everything else with them gravy. Really? You gonna let that affect how you really deal with that man? You ain't gonna just suck that shit up?
Well, first of all, know that anybody that you gonna get with and, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna get together like that on that tip, that it's some shit that you gonna have to accept and the other person gonna have to accept.
True that.
Now, okay, so, you know, some of the shit she do that you don't like, you're just going to have to deal with it, and vice versa, or whatever. But when you talk about getting that serious with somebody, y'all living together nowadays, so you need to be grown enough to know that, can't nobody come in your house and run your shit but your nigga or your man. You know what I'm saying? You can't have, nobody else can't run your household.
Hold on. You'll let your nigga come to your house and run your house?
Oh, not this house. But if we move together somewhere, if I'm in my own shit, and we getting together,
uh-huh,
well, we just gonna have to go and get some shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not gonna move with him, and
right.
I ain't got no rights in that bitch. No shit, he don't want to do the same over here. So we get together.
Okay, so look, all right, peaches. So let's assume that y'all had the house together.
She had a man.
Y'all got the house together. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all got the house together, right? The family. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's not like that. I ain't saying, and I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying. I ain't even got to ask the question. It's a redundant question to ask, is you going to let somebody come run your shit? Nobody's going to do that. You feel me? I'm not saying you're going to let the family come over there and run your shit. Nobody's going to do that.
What you
feel what I'm saying? But how much could you put up with if their family... Listen. Let me tell you something. All right, don't go nowhere. Just listen, Peaches. Let me tell you something about white folks. I'm gonna tell you how white people do shit. And all my white callers, all my white listeners, I know y'all out there. If your motherfucking family ain't even up to that pedigree, nigga, ain't nothing. You feel what I'm saying? They can't do you. If white people, they find out your family ain't even on a financial level as their family, nigga, they can't do you. You feel what I'm saying?
They won't.
How Koreans is, Asian motherfuckers, you feel what I'm saying?
All the motherfuckers
you know
that'll do that shit is Hispanic. Them motherfuckers pile everybody up.
Well, they just got their light
skin. Put everything in the pot.
They just light skin niggas. You know what I'm saying? But for real, though. So it's a lot of motherfuckers. I feel like only black people have this issue. Because with white people, nigga, they ain't finna seriously date you if your family ain't up to their family level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they from money and they come from money, you gotta be from money. And guess what happened? If you from money and you fuck with somebody who ain't from money, daddy don't fuck with you no more.
Yeah.
You cut on your ass. You cut off because you ain't stick with money. You feel me though?
Yeah.
So I'm not even talking about letting motherfuckers come in and run your house. You feel me? I'm talking about they family. You ain't from the projects. You from a middle class family. And they family from the hood, they super hood, and they always ghetto shit, whatever. They ain't trying to come over there and run your house, but you still got to deal with them every time they come over there. They nothing like, you know what I'm saying? They just ain't agreeable with you.
Right.
But
right.
You love that motherfucker.
They're not on the same level as you.
Right, right. But you love that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking right now. You feel me, Peaches? Would that matter?
Yeah, I feel. Well, not so much that it would matter in the sense that, you know, what type of love I got for that person, but.
Would you stay with him? We know you love him. That's the decision come down.
I mean, I'll stay fucking with him if he, but I have to tell him where I stand. And if he can't agree to that shit, then, well, we don't need to be together anyway. You know what I'm saying? So,
I said, that's what's
going to
happen anyway.
You're going to
end up not being with
him. Well, I put it out there and I told you, you know, you can't do all that. And so you can't do all that, then, shit. Go hell on.
You ain't going to do that. You're going to let that nigga stay right there. You're going to be like, boo. All right.
Crazy as hell. If I love him and he's straight, then yes.
You ain't going to let that nigga go.
Okay. All right, Peter. Hey, Peter, don't hang up, though. I'm going to go back to you. All right, because when I put it on the Facebook today, you feel me? One girl came back, you know what I'm saying? No, we went at it about this shit. One girl came back. Well, I ain't about to let nobody mama disrespect. I ain't finna let nobody disrespect me. So, you know, if his mama goddamn get wrong, I'm going to snap. I said, any nigga that let you snap on his mama
is
a real puss-ass nigga. You feel me? Now, we went back and forth about this shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you ain't gonna let nobody disrespect you. You don't give a fuck who it is, blah, blah, blah. I said, we ain't talking about the motherfucker out in the street. You
right.
Feel what I'm saying? We talking about the motherfucker that you with. I told her, like I said, even if I was with a girl, I said, and her motherfucking dad came over there, and he said some shit I ain't like. He criticized how I cooked the meat, or he said some funny shit about, you know what I'm saying, why I stay out of anything. I'm not finna snap and disrespect that man, because that's your dad. This
right.
Man gonna have to literally cuss me the fuck out like a dog and raise his hands about me before I really just run through him like that. Because it's your daddy. I'm going to give him that extra that I wouldn't, nigga. Because
right,
that's your daddy.
Right. He
you feel what I'm saying? Right. You know, because it's your daddy, I really don't want
to
goddamn do it.
But she
was on there like, I don't give a fuck. She said, you know, she don't got nothing to say about my house. She don't come over here and tell me how to cook this and how to clean that. I said, listen, man, you're talking about some pay. I said, you really going to let your man gonna really let you disrespect his mama because his mama came over there and you was fixing some goddamn neck bones, bitch, and you ain't putting enough grease in that water in that bitch, and she tried to check you about it, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You ain't scrub that motherfucker flow good, and she telling you this goddamn shit worked better than Pine Sol, and you feel like you gonna really feel the need that's enough to disrespect his mama and yell and raise your tone at his mama?
Not at my mama. Boy, I still get
bitch.
Yeah!
You crazy as fuck, bitch.
I'll
knock
your
block off. You feel me, though? And we went through it about that shit on the page, and I'm like, hold on. It ain't about, and this kind of off the subject, but it is on the subject. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you got one of them kind of mama-in-laws, you feel what I'm saying?
Right,
you
right.
Already know.
Right.
They meddle a little bit. They ask questions.
Right.
They be in your shit.
Right.
They ain't going to try and run your shit.
But
right.
Guess what, though?
You feel me? But that's their motherfucking mama.
Straight.
Right, right.
But at the end of the day, it's still left up to the nigga to be a motherfucking man and put his motherfucking foot down.
Yeah.
You, hey, it's ways you can. can do shit and not disrespect them at the same time.
That's right.
To
right.
let them know that you a man.
That's right.
You know
it's
what I'm
not,
saying?
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Hey, I'll tell them just straight up like this. Look, I won't come in your house and do that.
Right.
So you can't come in my house and do that.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
You know how some mamas is. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Me, I'm stupid as hell.
Right.
Daddy could be saying everything up under the sun. You sissy motherfucker. Woo. You ain't taking care of my daughter. And in the back of my head, I'm saying, nigga, I'm fucking the shit out your daughter. And when you leave, I'm going to tear that ass up. I'm still getting her check.
Right.
I'm still getting the money, nigga.
I mean, I don't know, man. And it's going to be. With this, when you pose this question, it's going to be mostly a sibling, or it's going to be a brother or sister, the brother that's on drugs and always got to be in and out of rehab and need somewhere to stay, or it's going to be the mom and dad who always want to meddle in shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These questions, but I think a lot of people, they really love a motherfucker, they ain't going to goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to tell you like I told my mom with my brother, in and out of jail. That's your child.
Yo.
Okay.
That's my brother.
Right.
I love him like you love him.
Right.
But what you got to put up with, I ain't got to put up with. That's your child. That's just my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's your brother?
That's just my brother. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm
people
saying,
feel
like,
differently about their brother.
I'm saying I love my brother to death, but
right.
I'm not going to let him goddamn be in my house and do the shit that he probably going to goddamn doing. Like, nigga, you can't come to my house and steal a motherfucking TV and you going to come back and sleep in this motherfucking nigga. It ain't gonna happen.
That right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I didn't have you, nigga. I don't have that unconditional
love like
that.
They on dope, nigga. They already know crackhead fucked up like that. They on dope, nigga. That's, you know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you can't help somebody that don't want to be helped, though.
Hey.
Right? True that.
So you telling me, hold on. I got this question right here, and I know he ain't even have it.
Right.
So you telling me.
I'm just being devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? I am not with none of this shit y'all talking about. I'm just saying.
I know, but nigga, I know, but
I'm just saying. I'm being devil's advocate for the nature.
Hey, I'm going to move in.
Because it's people.
If a nigga came here and told all this shit out, this nigga him going on the top. He ain't going to have that.
But I won't ask him. I won't ask him. I'm like your brother.
And I know it.
You fuck up this equipment. ASAP. Fuck, I'm gonna fuck who it is.
Only nigga might better fuck this shit up the game to get away with it.
That's
nigga.
The only nigga on the planet.
You see what I'm saying? Gang, the only nigga, man.
But I feel you feel I'm just trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? Get people talking, give people thinking. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a legitimate question though.
You feel me? Because some people, man,
that's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. Here is your love of your life that you got them fucked with, that you got them been fucking with. You know what I'm saying? And then you got that person's family on this side is, you know what I'm saying, kind of fucked up.
Right.
So then you don't really want to do nothing to the family or send them out the way to the family because you don't want to jeopardize the relationship that y'all have. Now, my thing is this. First off, on a serious note, I've been saying some real silly shit.
Right.
And that's just me. I'm a silly individual. But at the same time, on some real shit, you got to think, if you married this woman or if you married this man, your family really is with that man. Because you guys stood before God and took those vows together, and that became your family. Now, your immediate family, your mother, sister, brother, father, cousin, aunties, uncles, etc.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's really your immediate family, but this is your family.
Right.
So you have to take care of your family, your household. That's why they call it a household.
Right.
You have to take care of your household first. And if you have a way to, you know, slide them something, you know, for instance, my nephew, he's fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, he's not even a crackhead.
Right.
He's just lazy as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I love him to death. I won't let nobody hurt him.
Right.
But I knock his block out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If he was fucked up and didn't have nowhere to go, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't let him come stay with me because that's not helping him. That's hindering him. I would buy him a room and let him know, look, man, you got to stand up. You're a man.
Right.
You know, my dad is back in my life now, but my dad left my mom with 5 kids and 1 grandchild.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? My dad had 32 of us. It's 32 of us in all. So, I mean, I had to grow up kind of quick.
Right.
You feel me?
So, do you feel like that affected, you know what I'm saying, how you feel about the family situation?
No.
I think like this right here. Okay, listen. This is how I feel. I notice that people who grew up with tight-knit families, this is an issue for them. You feel me?
Right.
People, right. People who grew up and their family was fucked up like that and they ain't even they family hurt them more than help them all through their life. Fuck their family. But I know some people who like nigga when they had Sunday dinner every goddamn Sunday at Mama's house. You ain't been rich as easily. It ain't so. Everybody talking this shit like they ain't gonna run my house. Man, I bet you some of these motherfucking people who thinking that shit and saying that shit. Really though, if you came from one of them families.
I came from
one of them damn near like the Huxtable ass families. That shit ain't so easy to say. Right. Even if I love that motherfucking female, you feel what I'm saying?
I came from one of them.
That's my motherfucking
family. On the part of my family when there was my father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we grew up with my mom, my aunties, my cousins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I had three aunties. My uncle passed away when I was real young.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't even really know my father's side of the family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you think about it, with my mom and her two sisters, which was three sisters and my grandmother and my cousins, we always were together.
Right.
We always were together.
Right.
So, I mean, I would not let someone do anything to my family members, but at the same time, right is right and wrong is wrong. My family, my grandmother always told us, you know, I mean, if your cousin get out here and get in a world of trouble, you better stand beside him and back him up and fight with him.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, you got to let him know he was wrong for what he did.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
Okay.
No, man. All right.
So it's morals behind this whole thing. You got to stand up for your family. You can be a family person, but at the same time, you can't handle them.
Right.
You got to help them. And by you letting them come and move in your house, if they get fucked up in a fucked up situation, yeah, you can stay for a couple of nights, but you got to stand up. Because if you let them get comfortable, they're going to continue to lay down. You got to help them, not hurt them. You hurt them when you let them do whatever they want to do.
All right. I think Colonel Key had a Key, you hit number one?
Yeah. I didn't get my mask on. I forgot it. I hold Randy on the phone because I'm going to mash his ass for telling me why I always got something to say. Randy, you can kiss my ass. I hope you're listening. I say what the fuck I want to say.
Hey, you know what, though, Keith? I don't know if he's off or whatever, but I don't see his number up here. We got some callers. I don't see Randy's number up here in my list up here, people who's actually streaming right now from the phone. So I don't know. I'm gonna tell him, man. Hey, man, you really need to go back and listen to episode 13. It was wild.
Yeah.
Make sure.
And back to what DJ Outlaw was saying. Like, I was raised in one of those families too, where we, you know, I always hung out with my cousins. We was at my grandmother's house eating dinner. You know, all that type of stuff growing up. But like he said, you can love your family, but sometimes you have to know when to cut them off, and you have to know how to dish out some tough love sometimes. Because when you crippling them, you just making them really useless in society. You're not helping them at all. And a lot of people feel like, you know, well, I'm going to let them come stay, and I'm going to let them do this and do that. You're really not helping them. You're really hindering them. And you got to know when to say when.
Right. But, you know, let me say something. I think even if it's not – let's just assume that what we're talking about is not about they want to move in, okay? Let's just assume for the purposes of this conversation, they ain't even trying to move in. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's just the fact that they always tied up with some shit involving their family. They ain't got to move in. You feel what I'm saying?
They ain't moving in, but your
husband or your wife is always goddamn gone because her mama need her to do this. Her brother need her to do that. But they ain't got to be moving in.
Oh, that's
not moving in.
Look, let me tell you something. They might not be moving in, but they still in there. My whole thing is, you got to know how to, like he said, your household comes first. When you get married or whatever, your family come first. It say a man forsakes his mother and his father. That means everybody else, they second. You take care of your house first, and if she always getting caught up in, well, my mama need me to, look, y'all need to have a serious one-on-one conversation, and if the love is really there, like you saying, you really love this person, and y'all real good other than this, y'all should be able to sit down and have a conversation and work out something between the two of you and say, look, baby, you know, I love you and everything, but your mommy is interfering with our relationship, and if they love you the same way, they gonna fix that shit, period. Because you don't mess up what you got at home for something outside your house, period.
You think it's selfish of the other person, of the mate that's asking you this, do you think it's selfish of them to say that?
No,
it's your family. It's your mama. That's not selfish. They're not thinking about just them.
I don't think it's selfish because, like I said, y'all should be able to come to some type of compromise. If you're a mature couple and you know how to communicate with one another and the love is there like you're saying it is, look, you got. It's always some compromises that have to be made, and you got to be mature enough and adult enough to say, you know what, baby, me and you in this to the end, period. If it's like that, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to work it out. Maybe I can go sometimes when she needs me instead of every time she calls. Maybe I need to quit answering the phone sometime. You know, it's always a way to do things. It's always another way to do things. Some people just don't want to recognize it.
All right. I feel what you're saying. I actually agree. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All right, Keith, stay on the line. Somebody's got their right hands raised. I feel what she's saying. You feel me? And I'm one of the people, even though I grew up with my family and I love my family, I still feel like, but I know for a fact, and I actually burn this up because it's like somebody I know that's going through this shit. You feel me? It's like, basically, nigga, it's like choose. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I'm sitting back like, damn, could I choose? You know what I'm saying? Because I love the hell out of my goddamn people, too. And basically, I know somebody who's like in a... It's to the point where they got to choose between their man and their family. Period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we talking and shit like, yeah, you need to choose your man, nigga. Okay. I don't even know if that's the right answer.
I don't necessarily call it choosing, though. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean you don't call it choosing? You got to choose. What you mean?
I, right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, I don't necessarily call it choosing. You know what I'm saying?
You're making a choice, man.
Okay, I'm just saying it's like you said, if you know, you stand with that person, y'all married or however it go down, I ain't going to motherfucking get a motherfucker my rent money because they motherfucking car note need, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's like a no-brainer. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to suffer. And let you know what I'm saying? So what's going to happen next month when you need to goddamn pay your car note?
People suffer for their kids.
Know what I'm saying?
People suffer for their kids.
Hey, it just depends on what kind of suffering.
I'm just fucking with the kids. Kids are helpless. They minded. They can't do it.
That's right.
That's the difference.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just fucking with y'all. I know the fucking difference.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's what you had to think about. It's really on the situation. It's really the situation at hand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind my mama come stand with me if she was like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got my pipe bust in the house and my pipe bust in the house and I need to come stay with you for a couple of days.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just depends on the situation, really.
I think somebody else raised their hand. Let me see who hit number one. Who is this? Yo, you on K100?
Oh, this is Miss Peaches. I was just trying to agree with old dude that was on the phone. Okay. I mean, you know.
Old dude.
You talking about DJ Outlaw?
I forgot his name.
DJ Outlaw. He in the studio with us tonight.
Oh, okay. I know he sounds pretty clear. Oh, like, damn.
Hey, please.
Huh?
Platinum.
What's up?
He said, what platinum at?
What platinum?
hey, Peaches, you know I'm in here Monday through Thursday, baby. Come on with it.
All right, but what you had to ask? You said you hit it after the fact. What you want to say?
He didn't want to hear my sexy voice again. That's
all. I did. But you know what? On the rail, I ain't even gonna lie. On the rail, I hit it because I had a something that I wanted to say, but I don't forget this shit.
That's how I unwind. Hey, Peaches, you can really holler at DJ Outlaw Sidebar if you want to.
You don't forgot what the heck? Well, I say, all right, Peaches, if you think about
it. All right. If I remember, then I hit number one. I'm sorry, fellas.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm hanging up.
All the time.
All right. We got a lot of callers tonight. I don't know what's up with that. It's the first night we haven't really had a whole bunch of people flooding the line.
Outlaw kind of scared with that shit right there, yo.
Hey, what? Man, you know, I had hit a sense of the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put somebody on blast.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
What's up? What?
I did this shit to her ass last week.
Yeah, why you just got to put me on blast like that? I'm just
because we got all these damn calls on the line. Anybody hit number one? And I can't have no dead space, so damn it, it's you.
Call what?
It's you.
Call me.
I agree with Colonel Key. Basically, you know, if you marry, then when you got married, you said, hey, I'm leaving mama, daddy on both sides. This is our house. These are our kids, whatever. So that's your main household. Now, I'm not saying if your mama got an emergency or whatever, you can't be there, because I'll never tell, you know, my husband or whatever, you can't be there for your mama. But, you know, it can't continuously take away from our house. We're going to have to discuss some stuff. We're going to have to figure some stuff out. Like, well, what's going on? Why you always got to pay money out, or you always gone? What's going on? So it's going to have to be some compromising and some talking.
All right, I feel you on that. I guess it's a general consensus, but I just hope I'm posing the question right, because I feel like a lot of people, I know a lot of people who just, they don't feel like they're making a choice or whatever. They feel like, look, if this your husband, he needs to understand that this your family, which means this, this your family, which means that this is his family, so he should be just as concerned. You feel me? These are motherfuckers I want to hear from. They ain't calling. You know what's pissing me off? Hold on. Let me tell you what's pissing me off. I want to mash the motherfuckers who I know this shit pertains to, who I know listen to my show, but they motherfucking back ass ain't goddamn calling in. You should be calling in. You really need to hear this shit.
We ain't going to put you on blast.
We ain't going to put you on blast.
Because you're a freak with caller, but look it up. Touchy, feel.
That's some bullshit. Some bullshit.
If you married, then yeah, that's your family too, but like somebody else said, you know, you can't continuously just run to, you know, somebody's aid all the time. They got to learn to stand on their own. You got to know when to help them and when to say, you know what, I can't help you no more. You got to help yourself. So whether it's his family or, you know, my family or whatever, yeah, the other one should consider them family. And, you know, we're going to talk about, especially if it's the money, or we're going to talk about how much money, you know, what's going on or whatever. But at some point, you got to know when to back up and say, you know what, we didn't help all we can help. We can't help no more, whether it's my family or his family.
All right. So I guess it's a statute of limitations on this shit is what you're saying, basically. You gonna show some love. You feel me?
You really got to be on the communication level. Yeah,
you got to be on the communication. You gonna show some love because you know that's your man's family, or you know that's your family. So you gonna show some love. It's gonna be whatever, but it can't be like every week you need something. I mean, come on now. We got bills over here too. I mean, you know, some gonna have to give. All
right, I understand that. I understand what you're saying. I don't know. I guess a lot of people just, I don't know. I know some people just, I just know for a fact that some people tend to choose their mama them because they like, nigga, they've been in my life longer. Period, point blank.
Nigga, that's my mama.
That's my mama, nigga.
My dad, old dog.
Yeah, I mean, and some people do, but, you know, if you marry, and, you know, like Colonel Keith said, the Bible says when you get married that you leave your mom and daddy and you cleave to your wife, your husband. So, really, you can't say, oh, that's my mama. You know, you're supposed to say, well, that's my husband. And mama, daddy, all of them, that's still family, but that's not your immediate family anymore once you get married. Your husband, and that's your immediate family and them kids, and that's like your family, but that's not your immediate family anymore if you're going to go by the Bible.
Right.
But a lot of people don't, and, you know, it is what it is, and you have to know. I mean, and sometimes you have to discuss that before you get married or before you get in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
And
say,
look.
Right,
you know,
right.
What,
not, and like
really
I said,
going on.
Right, okay, but like I said, would that, see, and the way I posed the question, it didn't really get off topic, but the way I posed the question was, if you fucking with somebody and you see that they got one of them kind of families, you feel what I'm saying? Would you just be like, nah, everything else about them perfect, but they got one of them families that's always at them about this or at them about that. Would you really consider that as a reason not to goddamn pursue the relationship?
If you can't take it, then don't go in.
You can't take it and they just one of them ones that's just gonna always, no matter what it is, whether the person, family, right or wrong, they just always going to be doing whatever, then you might really need to rethink that. I mean,
family is family, and you're going to always love them, and you're going to try to help them out. But if it's always something, and it's just every other day or every week, then you might need to rethink that before you get into a relationship. I mean, before you get serious.
Right. I think it's a deal breaker sometimes. You feel me? I've been through some things. I've been through some things in my life where I know at first, you know what I'm saying? Back when I was younger, because I grew up tight-knit with my family, I felt like, shit, that's your family, man. That's your folk. That's whatever. You know what I'm saying? But as I've been through life and I've been through some things, I realized that, goddamn it, a motherfucker family means that's a lot of shit. You got to deal with that family. If their family is extremely fucked up like that right now, you feel me? You might not want to fuck with them on that level. You feel what I'm saying? You might not, because you going to end up dealing with that shit.
Thank you, Alvina.
Hold on. Hey, Alvina, we got some people raising their hand. All right, thanks, Alvina. All right.
The main topic is, you know what I'm saying, to this right here, don't fucking ignore the signs, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you see that's a sign, don't ignore it. Because it's like early childhood education. If you catch it early, maybe it won't happen like that.
Right.
If you address it early. But if you ignore the signs and you just date the person and be like, oh, yeah, she always kicking it with her mom and doing this and doing that. And then y'all end up being together 5-6 years later, and it don't spill over into y'all marriage,
right,
then you ignore the sign.
Right.
It's simple. Just don't ignore the sign. Or catch it early.
Right.
If you catch it early, discuss it early, maybe you can work it out, and maybe you can't. So, you know, we won't even have to be going through this.
Right.
But some people, they are just that slow.
Okay. So I see I got a couple more. All right, everybody calling in now.
9 o'clock callers.
What's happening? Everybody checking in with me.
I know.
Lieutenant First Grade. What's happening? Keisha F.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Nothing was popping.
Nothing much. Sitting here relaxing. I got a quiet evening this evening.
Oh, that's good. One time for that right there. All right, so look, have you heard the discussion, or we want to, first of all, it's Mash a Motherfucker Monday, so let's get that out of the way. If you got anybody that you just want to mash, that's done pissed you off this week real quick, anybody?
I want to mash my damn so-called BFF for pissing me off 2 weeks ago. She's still pissing me off, but that's
damn,
the only person I'm going to mash today.
Your bestie?
Exactly, the bestie. Pissed me the hell off, but I'm cool.
Damn.
What happened?
If it's your best friend, it had to be serious, because, you know, we don't get mad at our best friend. She fuck your man?
No, absolutely not.
Everything else is forgivable.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Well, hold on. You want to mash your BFF? Okay. That's for her.
Mash your ass.
Right. All right. We mash for you. Now listen, okay, what we're talking about tonight is, I don't know if you're listening, but if you have you chimed in, if you're talking to somebody and you about to get serious with them and you really about to go there in the relationship, but their family is fucked up. Their family, one of them goddamn just fucked up ass families. They goddamn, they just be super goddamn ghetto or super goddamn just intrusive, whatever. You know a fucked up family when you see one. You love that person and everything about them is perfect, but their family is fucked up. Does that determine, is that a deal breaker? First of all,
I don't think it's a deal breaker. But
no.
There's gonna have to be some real discussions. There's gonna have to be some real deep discussions with the dude, because if we're gonna be together, we're gonna need the family to be under control at some level.
Right.
At some level, because I don't want to be disrespected and I don't want to be disrespectful. So, bottom line, we just gonna have to talk. If the relationship is good and if the relationship is worth the effort, we're gonna have to sit down and we're gonna really talk about it. Because
it happened
to me in my marriage, and I didn't appreciate it. I mean, I was all kinds of crazy to them people, and I didn't like it.
You married?
No, when I was married.
Oh, when you was married. Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Right.
Keisha, you just got in. We got a special guest in here. This is DJ Outlaw that's asking you that question. One of the Atlanta strip club DJ kings. He been in, you know, real involved with the conversation.
Hey.
You feel me?
I see.
Right.
Hey, I forgot what I was going to say.
Man,
look, all right, Keisha, so you was talking to a couple people said that if that's your husband and your household come first,
if that family member or that mama or whoever it is being disrespectful or whatever, they need to choose you. But I'm trying to say, what about if you came from one of them super tight-knit families where, you know, they really, really close to their siblings and their brothers and shit. You're making them make a very tough decision. And I bring this up to you because I know somebody who has to make that actual decision right now.
You better not say that to Lil Rallo.
I mean, y'all stupid. But, I mean, seriously, the decision is a tough decision. But if you really want to be with that person, and like I said, if it's worth the effort, then you're going to put forth the effort to make the relationship work. I mean, your mama might be the first lady in your life, but you just married somebody else, this woman who's in your life. You're supposed to leave and cleave. I mean, I guess that's what the Bible says, right? So,
right.
That's what you need to do. You need to respect your home and make sure that your wife is straight. And that's something that I always stressed while I was married. You need to make sure that I'm straight before you go paying your mama's bills.
I feel that, Keisha, now this is me personally. I feel like this is another one of them gender specific things that's a little bit different. I actually feel like women, for the most part, we got 404-992, I'm going to get to you. Don't go nowhere. Here I come. Listen, I feel like this is one of the things where women actually expect for you to put up with more than men. You feel me? And I know it's like mama's boy and daddy's girl. You feel what I'm saying? But I noticed that a lot of women be like, shit, that's my mama or that's my brother, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I noticed
that. I was
that
way.
That's like
my
that.
Sister, so you better not say nothing. That's what I
do.
But at the end of the day, no.
No. Because you just said. Now, you just contradicted.
I did. But listen, though. But at the end of the day, I would say that to him. But at the end of the day, when my sister needed to be corrected, I would go and I would correct her. I probably didn't do it in his presence, so he still felt resentful about it. But
not,
I did correct her.
Well, you got to let him know that you at least had his back, though. Come on now.
Yeah, you're right. I probably should have, but that's in the past, so whatever.
But I got a quick question, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say you used to be one of those people, right?
Yes.
What have you got, a nigga with a good strong back or something and stop you from all that shit, didn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
That was just what I told you. Put it on the wood.
All right, Keisha. We're going. Thank you for calling in. We're going to the next call.
No,
All right. 404-992. Get at me.
This is the rough one. What's good with you?
Who is this?
This is the rough one from Atlanta,
hey,
Georgia.
What's up, rough? This is my girl. What's up, baby?
Nothing much, man. Y'all is on here straight clowning.
Yeah,
right.
Put it on the wood, baby. You know what it is. What's going on, Ruff? This is Ruff.
All right,
look,
Ruff. Speaking phone call.
Well, that's what's up. First of all, Ruff, let me go ahead and give you a hand clap. First time caller. First time caller to the motherfucking show. Appreciate that love. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. So, look, we got two things going on today. Today we got mashing motherfucking money. This is the day when, goddamn it, if your motherfucker, you at work, your motherfucking supervisor getting on your nerve, your baby dad or whatever. Goddamn combo their asses. So you got anybody, first of all, do you got anybody that's getting on your motherfucking nerve today? That's the first thing.
Boy, oh my God. Do you not want a goddamn list of the motherfuckers getting on my nerves today? But we ain't going to go down the list. Let's just go ahead and say it. All the haters out there, take a number. That's all I'm going to say.
All the haters,
take a number.
We're going to mash all haters for you. Yeah. All right? We really, 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 really don't like haters. So actually, they can get the 40 cal. Okay. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? That's what they can get around here. It's all about it. Look, I don't know if you listen to what we're talking to, but we're talking about, real quick, if you have your opinion about this, okay? We're talking about, say, like, if you got a man, you love this dude, you all into him, he perfect. Everything about him perfect. But his family is fucked up. He got it aggravated. He got one of the middle-ass mamas. His goddamn sister and them always over at the motherfucking house borrowing some money, some shit, all this other bullshit. But you love him. Do you make
you love better? Him?
You fuck. I mean, he perfect. Ain't nothing wrong with him. It's his family.
Okay. It's his family.
Is that a deal breaker? Can you not fuck with him behind that?
Oh, no. See, what we can do is we can tune down the family and tune up what me and him is doing. We're going to have to deal with that.
But he loves his family.
Because my family ain't all that goddamn put right together, so he's going to have to deal with some crazy motherfuckers his goddamn self. So we equally yoked in that motherfucker, because his family fucked up and mine is too.
That's my dog.
All right, all right. You're right. Okay, now, hey, one time. I need to make a disclaimer. Hold on. Attention. Everybody. calling into the show who got a motherfucking opinion about this shit. You can't say shit. Your family fucked up too. All right? Yeah, fuck up.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing. If your family just fucked. We talking about people who got pretty average families, and then this motherfucker goddamn got six crackheads, two thieves, his mama got
wow.
All that shit. And your, you know what I'm saying? Because I brung up the point earlier. A lot of people weren't listening, but I brung up the point earlier with white people and Asian people. Y'all got to be on the level. You feel what I'm saying? When it comes down to who you marry and who you get involved with, you come from old money, motherfucker, their family need to be from old money. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They don't play that shit. Daddy gonna cut your motherfucking ass off if you marry Pope and we from money. You feel
well,
what I'm
look,
saying?
That's the reason why I ain't got to worry about it, because the bitch broke, so we ain't got that issue. We just gonna have to figure it out.
One time, two times for the rough one. Yeah. We love when people keep it 100.
Hey,
you know,
quick question. Hey,
Ruff. What's up with you?
Hey, check this out. At the pool party, you going to put on one of them thong things for me, or you going to wear the whole
bottle?
Boy,
I'm going to drop. Look, I got the badonkadonk. I'm going to drop it like it's hot a few times. I know y'all going to be trying to look for it, so I'm going to have to go out here and show it to you.
Okay.
This is because she shot out her pool party. Go ahead.
Man, look. We get this now. Wet chest and breast Sunday. We putting it down. It was going to be every fourth Sunday starting on May 30th down there at the Wyndham off of Old National Highway. It's the new hotel at 5010 Old National Highway. So we trying to put it out there every third or fourth Sunday, you know, bring it on down there, get y'all down there, get you wet and naked and dancing and partying and get a little cut something. You know what I mean? You know what we do. Have
right.
a little fun. You know what it is. We don't bring it on down to the south side. Stop hanging out in that bougie goddamn, what is that, up there where, what is that, Lenox Mall? We try to stay up from out of there. We don't go
right.
out here and bring it to the south side, have a little fun.
Right, exactly. That's what's up. Hey, hold on. Say that name. What you call that shit? A wet what?
Yeah,
wet?
Come on. Yes, go on here. Let me give it to you one more time. Wet breast and chest, boo. Don't come down there if you ain't got no nice chest or no good breast, because we getting them wet.
Look here. I got a belly. I'm coming out there anyway. It don't even matter.
hey, that wet chest and breast, nigga.
Hey, and believe that.
Wet chest and breast. You can look it up on my website at www.urbandivaent.com. We got everything going on there for you.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to let you plug. Hey, fuck with us, man. You know, we're a new show. We only been on the air for about four. This is our fourth week, but we're going to be doing some things. So, you know, we need to cross promote and goddamn network.
I need to. I'm going to need to come on up there. I'm going to need for y'all to give me some info so I can come up there and be like outlaw so I can be important one day.
Hey, man, don't do you. You just do you.
I appreciate that.
Hey, give her the Gmail. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, if you, I don't know if you had work with. If you can't, just remember to hit us up. Our email is k100radio@gmail.com. And if you can,
okay.
the letter K, the number 100 radio, k100radio@gmail. Hey, shoot us an email with all your info, like your links and everything, and we'll blast it out.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's good. I'm gonna have to go ahead and do that. And then, look,
right.
I'm going to be like outlaw one day. I'm going to come up there and be important with y'all.
Hey, look here.
Hold on. You call this motherfucker show, baby. You motherfucking important.
That's what's up.
Hey, look here, baby. This is the co-host hollering at you. When you want to come in, because we can get you in ASAP or something.
Right.
Not ASAP. I'm hell Wednesday, Thursday, if you let me.
Hey, that's what it is. Come on in, whatever day you want to choose. We got you, baby.
Like I said, just look, hit us on our email, baby, with your info and everything, and we can talk sidebar. You feel me?
We can do that. We ain't going to talk too much up your time, but I appreciate y'all giving me the invite.
All right, hold
on, Ruff. I need my package, damn it.
Yo, who?
My package. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, boo, I got the cover. I got that long and strong for you. I got the cover.
Yeah. All right, baby. I appreciate that.
All right,
baby. We
gone. All right, then.
Holla. All right. That's how you get your networking on. Networking 101. I see how my lines always still up at after. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta
push the show back. We got to find a way to get the show pushed back. Date maker. Everybody start calling in right now. Callers, we on the air. Hey, if you're on the line, please hit the number one so I know you want to holler at me. It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. If you're listening on your phone, press the number one real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I can see it. So I know who all want to holler at me, who want to just, you know what I'm saying, check out the show. I might go to your ass anyway. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But holler at us, man. It's mashing motherfucker money. You can goddamn hit the number one if you just want to goddamn mash on the motherfucker that's been getting on your motherfucking nerves. Somebody did some old bullshit. You want to blast their ass on the air? Goddamn it, hit the motherfucking number one. It's Monday. Everybody had a motherfucker get on their nerve on Monday. You understand what I'm saying? And goddamn it, the topic of the motherfucking day is if you don't want to mash nobody, we asking you motherfuckers on the phone. Goddamn it, if you love a motherfucker and you got a man, ladies, you got a man. Goddamn it, man, you got a goddamn lady, and that's your motherfucking baby. Y'all feeling them? Y'all want to take it to the next level? But they family fucked up. They family goddamn aggravating and goddamn needy and clingy and intrusive and all that shit. They just got all kind of issues with their family. Will that stop you from being with that motherfucker? Should that stop you from being with that person? You feel what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, I had gas.
Once you get, yeah, gas.
Damn.
I thought everybody had that. All right, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Call us, hit us up. I see a couple people on the line. Somebody from the 410, holler at me if you want to. You know what I'm saying? 843. Hold a minute. 843. Hold on. LL?
I knew you was going to do that. I knew you was going to do that.
Yo, you kill me.
You kill me. Wow. Okay, so I got a couple of people I want to mash, though.
Why I had to deal with the gangster way? Why you just...
I know you. Because I knew you was going to do it, so I had to do it. What's up, Ella?
What's happening?
I had to wait on you. No, I don't, but I do now.
This DJ LL, she was DJ down in Panama City.
Oh, for real? Word? What's happening? What's crack, baby? What's crack a lurking?
What's going on?
LL, who you want to mash
first? Okay. I want to mash first the hating ass female at my job. Like, you know, I'm trying to get it. I'm going to school. I'm working. I'm trying to get it. She hating because they let me make my own schedule, but I still come in and get my 80 hours. I don't understand why people be hating when it ain't they money that's being messed with. Like, she don't even want to work the hours they give her, but she hating on the fact that I can work hours around my school schedule. That being said, I want to hate on my department chair at the Art Institute here in Charleston that's over the film program, because if he ain't there to help the students that's paying $25,000 plus a year to attend this program, then he need to get another job.
ASAP.
Yeah!
ASAP, mash on him. Matter of fact, we can go to kill that guy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Goddamn it, motherfuckers pay out the goddamn money to go to these goddamn shit. Y'all goddamn want to play games and shit with a man. This shit ain't free. I ain't coming to this motherfucker.
Nah, it ain't free.
Fuck that.
That's okay, though. All right, my motto is, if even out of spite, he will deal with me for the next year and a half. I will give him pure sea hell the next year and a half. And when I get my bachelor's, I show him my ass and he can kiss it. It'll work.
Right. That's what's up. Do that. What time for the ladies going to school getting their learn on?
Kiss your ass.
What? You did? Hey, L.
Yeah.
L. If your man.
I'm here.
If your man, you love this nigga, he the life of your world. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And this nigga, and this nigga mama, goddamn it, always got some shit to say. His goddamn brother, goddamn, keep getting locked up and got a goddamn come stay with y'all every other motherfucking goddamn week. Goddamn it, man. You love this nigga, though.
Hey, Wood said,
this goddamn it, this is a nigga that's really goddamn laying the pipe on you right. On top of everything else. That's what Wood said. Make sure you add that in there. What is you going to do?
I'm going to stick it out as long as possible, and I'm going to always voice my opinion, or I'm going to always voice my concerns.
You know me.
At the end of the day, if my concerns are null and void when they fall on his ear, then I'm going to end up doing me. So it ain't about what I want to do. It's about what he want to do, because I can get ghost quick.
So you gonna go ahead and just say fuck it? I'm gonna go on and fuck his brother then, since you keep having him over here.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Come on now.
I'm fucking with you,
L.
You're gonna say, for real, bullshit. You're just gonna be like, fuck it, man. Everybody, don't nobody like to be ignored in any situation. Right. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. You keep telling your motherfucker that you with that this is a motherfucking problem, and they don't address it. I don't give a fuck what it is. Whether this nigga ain't goddamn it, he keep goddamn it coming in 2 minutes. Whether his goddamn mama keep telling you some shit. Whether goddamn it, he always broke and the goddamn lights keep getting cut off. It's gonna be something, Eric. If you don't address that shit,
the end is coming.
It's gonna be coming.
The end is coming.
I feel like that. But do you feel like it's selfish of you to feel that way? To tell him to choose basically between his family and you. Is that a selfish act? Are you being selfish? Are you?
No, you're not. I mean, I don't think you're even telling him to choose. I really don't think you're giving him options because you're not telling him to leave his family. You're just telling him to man up. If he's choosing to be with you and y'all are going to be a family, then you just need to man up. So it's not a choice. You're not giving him an ultimatum. But you can't, I mean, if you got the means and you can take care of both households, then by all means, I don't have a problem with it. But if it runs into, you know, causing problems with what we're doing over here, then I'm not going to tell you to choose. As a woman, a woman should not tell a man to choose between
That's what I feel. That's
their
what I feel.
Family.
Right.
If he's going to be a man, he's going to man up and he's going to resolve the situation, whether the resolution be, okay, you don't mix well with my family, so we're not going to be able to work, or, mama, this is my girl, you need to calm down. It's not a woman's place to tell a man to choose. He needs to be the one to make a decision.
That's what I, now you know what I feel like. I think that's the one little aspect that a lot of people haven't really mentioned. You ain't got to tell a motherfucker to choose. Choose for their ass. You leave. If you leave, you choosing. You basically, you made your own choice. You ain't really asking them because look, man, I kind of been in a situation is what I'm saying. You feel me? And I wasn't going to sit there and say, choose. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I wasn't going to say choose, but I was like, I'm going to get the fuck on.
Yeah,
you feel
before,
me?
Before
so I made a choice for you. Since you can't choose between me and your family, I'm going to make the choice for you.
Right, since you
I'll make it easy for you. You know what I'm saying?
Since you can't choose.
It's hard. I ain't going to lie, man. I feel like, man, it might be hard. I know some people who love the fuck out their folk. That shit ain't no easy decision. And they love, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Since
I choose for you.
Since you can't tell Aunt Becky to keep her mouth off my wood pole. I don't do this shit.
Y'all are crazy.
No, we gotta climb with
it. Take it out,
Al.
You say you wouldn't fuck his brother. Right? You wouldn't fuck his brother, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, what about his homeboy?
That's
man,
how people get shot. I ain't trying to kill
nobody.
Is that a cheatable offense? Is that something that'll make you woman? I wouldn't that make women.
Yeah.
Women, would that make y'all cheat?
Would that make you cheat? I need to see them hands go up right about now.
Would y'all cheat, ladies?
Prince
if this nigga goddamn won't check his family, that's still a reason to cheat. Now, he ain't went out and got no pussy. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't cheat on you. Will you cheat, ladies? Oh, that's a whole other discussion, though.
Yeah, but we can get that tomorrow. We can get that tomorrow.
Will you cheat, ladies? Is that a cheatable offense?
Oh, to be continued.
Yeah, that's my dog.
You asked that wrong,
Don't encourage her.
She needs no encouragement.
She needs no encouragement
to do gangster shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Hey,
I gotta go. I run out of time, and I got some people. Colonel Key, I see you hitting number one. I'm finna come back. She got something to say when I said that shit.
Yeah.
She hit the number one as soon as I brought that point up.
Man,
I'm gonna come
to
you, Colonel. Hold on.
PC, we gotta go see L. We gotta go see L.
She knows she moved. She live up in Carolina.
I don't care. Get a bus.
She go to school in Carolina. Now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, 444-563. Holler at me.
I like this girl. She was honest with me from, you know.
Yo. Call her.
Yeah, I accept that, you
know?
Oh,
yeah. Hold on. Listen. She's 11 now. Like, I got this on the speaker.
Yeah.
Call her. Be nice. Be nice!
It was crazy.
Be nice!
Be nice, you're on the air!
Hello?
Damn it,
nice,
man. We've been listening to your whole conversation.
Oh, B, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, B, you fucking up right now, yo.
Yo, son, what's up?
Yeah,
y'all tripping. Wait.
Go ahead, be nice. You got a platform, baby. First of all, do you got anybody you want to mash? And even
mash
your
motherfucking Monday.
You got anybody you want to mash?
Don't.
Nobody.
No, I don't.
Nice. You always putting on that nice. I might mash you for acting like you all nice and goddamn nothing that bothers you.
No, like really, I don't really have anything. I was listening, but I wasn't listening because I was talking to somebody else. But
yeah, we heard that part.
Yeah, we heard all.
We heard him in the back.
I don't like that girl. Why you only care for that? You like her, but you really don't. What's going on with that?
And you don't have nobody to mash.
Hold on. But you don't got nobody to mash?
Right.
I'm mashing you. You got somebody to mash right there. Damn it,
liar.
Okay,
liar.
So y'all just want to mash on me. Okay, that's cool.
Go to mash that girl you were talking about. Bitch!
Well.
So look, be nice. So look. All right, answer the topic we're talking about, Dan. If you got a boyfriend or you know you about to get involved with this dude and y'all about to make it serious, you love the hell out of this nigga, but this nigga goddamn family just goddamn off the chain, for real. Is that a reason not to fuck with him? Is that a reason to move on? Do you leave? If it's your husband, do you leave? Do you divorce him over that? Over the family? Cause he wanted
no, you can't. No, you can't do that. I mean, Well, I guess it depends on how long you've been knowing this person or whatever. If y'all approaching marriage or something like that, then I feel like there should have been some type of discussion, some type of understanding that, you know, the family needs to understand your choice, your decision you made to be with this person and accept that and whatever issues and problems that, you know, you have with your family, either y'all can take on those issues together and, you know, your significant other can help you with that issue or can choose to stay away from it. But either way it goes, like, I feel like you have to respect someone's family. No matter, you don't know what their family history is. You just don't know. So you can't just be like, oh, it's either, you know, you're going to choose me or you're going to choose your family. You can't do that. Like, I don't feel like that's right.
Okay. So this is the first call that we had. Everybody listening, this is the first call that we had that basically said, nigga, you can't make nobody choose. Now I don't know if you've been listening to Be Nice, but all day, motherfuckers been choosing ASAP. You know, a lot of people been choosing. They like fuck their family, fuck that family, fuck my family. A lot of people just been like, and I think a lot of people been saying it with ease. And I don't know what their family situation is and how their families are, but I know it would be a tough decision for me. I've been in a situation myself where I was with somebody who had issues with family members, and you know it was tough a decision for them to make. You feel what I'm saying? And I felt wrong. I felt actually kind of like I could. It was hard for me to even try to make them make the decision because fuck. If it was me, I'm thinking like, damn, what if that was my mama? And my, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I was real hesitant to tell them to, but it did bother me. And it was like, I had to make the decision for them. Where I was just going to goddamn just say fuck it and just kill the shit myself because I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I was, just, instead of making them decide, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. A lot of people that's been calling today, like, fuck that. They like, shit, you know, they going to, fuck that. They don't want no excuses like that. They like, you know, if you marry somebody, my Colonel Key and a couple people said, if we together, especially if we married and we went before God, that's your family now. They come first. You choose them first. Damn the other
Well,
shit.
You know what? You know what? And then in all reality, like, if you're a religious person like that, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, you can't argue with that. That's how it's supposed to be. Once you get married, your like, husband or your wife, that's your family. That is your main priority. So if you are a husband, then you are supposed to discuss any and everything with your wife. That's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like that. So I respect that. Like, I respect that.
Okay. All right.
Completely. I can respect that. But I don't feel like I wouldn't bridge a gap between someone's family just because, you know, their family may be worse off than mine. Like, if this is my husband and he having issues with his mother, father, you know, sibling, whatever, I'm just not going to be like, well, you know, if he comes upon and he discusses it with me, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, I don't think you should do this. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't try to, like, bridge a gap between that. I'm going to try to figure out a way that we can make the situation better.
Right, right. Okay, all right. All right, well...
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the first one to actually kind of answer it that way, though, but I knew somebody would at some point. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I knew somebody was going to answer it that way. You know, I know a lot of people
someone else is just
that,
like,
even,
you know,
that
people
need to call and they ain't, but they feel how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
I was waiting on somebody to say something like that. I knew you was going to choose your Uncle Pete over me. You know what? Your clock going to be sitting outside when you get home. Choose your Uncle Pete over me. He came over here and flat all my ties and told me the dog chewed on him.
You know, some people gotta, you know, they gotta know their place and play their role and play their position.
Right, right, right. Okay. Well, hey, be nice. I appreciate it. Now, look, hold on. Don't go nowhere. Stay on the line. Hold on. Colonel Keith.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Hold on. First of all, Randy, I see Randy is listening now. Randy, Colonel Keith mashed on you earlier. You were the person that Colonel Keith wanted to mash on.
Yeah.
Randy.
She said, kiss the pink part of her ass.
The pink part, Charlie.
Hold on. Hold on.
The pink part after she busted open.
Hold on. Hey, Colonel, he's listening now. I see his number up here now. Tell him again why you want to tell Randy why you wanted to mash on Randy. Randy, she mashing on you, Randy.
I'm mashing on you because you're talking about why do I always have something to say. You can kiss my ass, Randy, with them big old lips. Kiss me.
Randy!
She said with them big ass lips.
Damn it, Randy!
She said lips.
I got to give, hold on. Randy!
Am I on live?
Yeah. Yeah, you on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
She got something to say. I just asked her a motherfucking question. That's all. If you want to mash on me about some bullshit, that's just some BS right there. Right there.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Look,
listen, we're going to keep it 100. So, since she said that shit on the air live, when I seen your number pop up, I had to keep it 100 and goddamn open up the line to you and let you know she mashed you. Let y'all goddamn air that shit out, my nigga. So, I did my part. You know what I'm saying? I did my part. So, you got mashed. I don't know. You know, she felt the need that you said some old bullshit. You needed to get mashed on Mash the Motherfucker Monday. So, Randy, I know you a loyal listener, but you did get.
I can't hear about this shit. That's all. I can't hear about this shit.
Right.
You want to mash on that?
What you gonna mash me on, Randy?
No, well, he's gonna get on them pretty eyes you got. Where you gonna get on that?
Pretty eyes. Oh, shit.
But that ain't worth it. That ain't nothing to mash about.
Hold on.
Randy talking about literally mashing.
Put it on the wood.
Hold on. This is what Randy talking about.
I ain't talking to mash on Monday, man. Don't be mash on no money.
All right. Hold on. Colonel Key, I'm hanging up with Colonel Key. All right, go, Randy. You got it.
Man, I just need a mash on these niggas who I loan money, man. Act like they don't fucking owe me. You know, when the time to come to pay me, don't say shit. But I'm going to say something to their ass. You know what I'm saying? They can work all the overtime, all the other shit, but they still got to come to me to borrow some money. I'm just getting sick and tired of the bullshit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Want to mash on them niggas who owe me money, who know it was time to pay me.
Now, you should have killed them niggas. You can't mash them. You should have killed them niggas.
Yeah, you know, that's
the point. Nah, man, but they keep me going, man. They keep my pockets full. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
but
wait a minute. Hold on. This nigga is literally loan sharking. He's like a fucking title pawn.
They keep your pockets full, but they still owe you money.
Uh-oh. Outlaw said they ain't add up.
Like
it ain't add up to Outlaw. Huh?
Say they getting ready. Paid on time.
Oh, you got to get paid on time. Oh.
They ain't paying them.
Yeah.
They paying you. They just paying you late.
Them niggas late.
Randy, are you loaning this money to niggas?
Niggas and hoes.
Okay. But are they black people? Are they black people, Randy?
Yeah, they all black.
Well, Randy, this is for you, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's for you for thinking a nigga pay anything on time, nigga. Where the fuck you been?
Wait.
We black. We'll pay shit on time. Not the long short nigga or the goddamn light
bill. Wait a minute, Randy. Don't listen to him. Let me hold something, brother. Randy, let me hold something, brother. Shit, you loaning
man,
money?
I gotta charge his, the dog.
Huh? I ain't mad.
I gotta put something on it.
I'm gonna put some on it too. Come on. what you put on it? What's the percentage?
Man, we'll talk about that after.
Off the phone. Okay.
All right.
We hanging up with Randy. I just had to let Randy get on the air. Tequila master.
Hey,
I gotta get up out of here. Hold on, I see another one of my officers on the line. Colonel Shay, you want to say something?
Shay, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? You got something to say? You got anybody you want to match? First of all, I got like 5 minutes and I got to roll out of here.
Yes, I'll talk fast. I need to match that motherfucking Comcast technician that turned a 3-hour call into a damn 6-hour call and interrupted my whole damn day. That's what
damn.
I want to mash on.
Well, okay, let's mash him. Hold on.
But are you online right now? Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm online. Thank God.
God damn it.
It
took you long enough. It took you fucking long enough.
I know. I done fell asleep, took a nap and everything. I almost missed my show.
God damn it, man. All right. Well, look. So, look. What you think about what we talking about today, though, before we go real quick? You know what I'm saying? You love the dude. You all in with him. He the shit. But his goddamn family is a wreck. And they goddamn, hey, is that a reason to break up with him? Or is that a reason to not even be with him in the first place? If you are with him, will you break up over the family? And if you ain't with him, is that a reason? Or you want to be about to be married, or you want y'all want to get married, but you like, shit, your family's so fucked up, I don't even think I want to do it. Is that a reason? What you think?
You know what? I can't leave dude over his family because, you know, you can't choose your family. You know, you can choose who you want to be with, but you don't choose family. You just got to work with what you got. I mean, that's family. Yeah. You just got to love them. I mean, that's
Right. I feel that point right there. That's a good point because you don't get to choose your family. If your family fucked up, now you do get to choose how much they interfere in your life.
Oh, yeah, you can limit now. You know, you can say, okay, well, you know, since you and mama don't get along, you know, you ain't got to come over all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't completely stay away, that kind of thing. But, you know, you don't choose family, so you just got to work with it. You just got to work around it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, well, we had one person that said, you know, you can't make a choice. So you think it's fair to make somebody choose between
No, I never think that's fair. I don't think that's fair.
I'm one of them right now. Before I make a female choose between the family, I'm going to choose for her, and I'm going to step off. That's
exactly.
I ain't gonna tell you it's me or them, which ultimately you are, because once you do step off, you basically made it. You kind of did make them choose, I guess, in a way. But I would never just make them really choose. I just step off myself. That's how I feel about the whole situation.
Yeah, you can't put a person in that situation. That's their family. I mean, you can put it on you, but you can't put somebody else in that situation like that.
I know. Right. Well, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying? Thank you for calling in. Thank you for checking out. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being a part of the movement. Everybody called in his ass hour, like, once again, we're going to try and move the show back because our first hour, boy, then we get to the last. Now we can't answer everybody before it's time to go.
Three nights and weekends.
We do the three nights and weekends.
That shit is. You know what I'm saying?
Three nights and weekends.
Yeah, you know that Metro call.
You know
that.
Right.
But our three nights and weekends call at 9.
Three nights and weekends. They have us on Swole after 9. God damn it.
Get out two phones. Get your Metro. It ain't but $7 a month.
Some of these people ain't in Florida. Ain't no Metro in Panama City, goddammit. Cheap in Panama City.
Oh.
Ain't no Metro in that
one. It's free all the time for me anyway.
Okay, well. Hey, listen. Oh, yes. Oh, hey. Hey, everybody. Pay attention. Listen up. If you're on the internet, you can call into the show using Skype. Go download Skype. www.skype. Just Google Skype. You can call us free. It's free long distance. So if you're listening to us on the internet, but you don't want to call because you're like, shit, that's a long distance number. Just download Skype and call us through the Skype line, man. Alright? I need for y'all to be up on Skype, man. Alright? My Skype ID is Blizzard1. We're going to get another ID for the show. But right now, you know. But just hit us up and you can Skype us also. You can also punch through the lines like that. You know, I just found that out, actually. They actually just started having that available for people on this particular site. So you can Skype us. Alright? You know what I'm saying? Alright, Shay. We hanging up. Alright?
Okay.
Alright. So I see somebody pop on the line. I don't know who knows. Hey, 44569, you want to talk to me?
Who is that? What's going on, Flair?
What's going on, Pimp? What is this?
It's Dredd.
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, Pimp. Ain't nothing. What the beat is?
Yeah, nigga, what the hell? You ain't got nobody you want to mash? Goddamn,
nigga. I ain't matching nobody today, dog. I'm just cooling, dog. Shit.
You ain't got nobody you
want
to mash.
I'm just loud, dog.
Man. This nigga here. Hey, you on the road?
Yeah.
Where you at?
I'm out here getting it, dog.
Where you at right now?
Wisconsin.
God damn.
Flawless, my son.
Ooh, shit. Miles, boy. Goddamn.
Hey.
Be safe out there, boy. I don't know what the fuck out there, boy. You might run to the air station out there, bitch. Ain't no telling.
I'm gonna get some callers from Wisconsin, my nigga. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, that's what's up, man. You already know, spread that word. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. We got to go real quick.
Right.
Hey, hold on.
Huh?
Should you choose? Hey, should you choose? You got what you should choose? Would you come down to your family? You heard what we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. You gotta stay with your family, dog. I mean, you don't mess with that dog. You don't jump out like that. I don't know.
Oh, so you gonna tell your old lady she gonna have to goddamn deal with it? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm a whole ass one. You know what I'm saying? We gonna come to agreement. Cause your family's gonna beat up for you anyway.
Yeah, buddy. You didn't sound like you were too sure then, buddy.
She probably don't, because this old lady like to listen to this show.
That's how it goes, man. You know what I'm saying? Family gotta come first, dog.
All right, well, you know, like I said, all right, appreciate it, dog. Family, he said family
come.
I got to get ready to get up out of here, man. But, like, we had a couple people who buried him. Most people said, God damn it, they go, your mate, your person you with come first. But we had, like I said, like, be nice there. You shouldn't decide. I feel like you shouldn't make a decision. You shouldn't make them decide. I'll just decide for you. If I can't deal with, like P. Red said, if you know you can't deal with that, fuck it. Don't even goddamn do it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even play around with that shit.
Don't even do it if you know you can't deal with it. If it come up after the fact, because sometimes motherfuckers' families, they only, you know what I'm saying?
You get all in.
Now you married, goddamn it, and now here they come.
Yeah, the pressure
you don't know. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say, like, if you in Atlanta, this is a goddamn city of people from everywhere else. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, everybody from everywhere else. So you meet the motherfucker, you from here, they from there, y'all get together, and you ain't really get a chance to goddamn. It's
meet
like
everybody.
It's like that movie Meet the Parents. Don't ever seen that shit.
Yeah.
White boy went and the goddamn daddy was on some other shit, and you like, God damn, what the fuck? You know, but you know, you trying to do your thing. Yeah. I mean, so it's a lot of things that can come up after the fact. You could not know about the family. So then now you all in. Now you married. That's your wife.
Could be waiting on
you. I mean,
ass.
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of different things and a lot of different scenarios that can happen, man. Witness situation, so
but don't ignore the signs. That's number one. Nigga.
Don't ignore the signs. That's the first thing. So if you see it before you get married, and you know you can't deal with it, by all means, we saying fuck that. But if you already all in, you know what I'm saying? Man up,
nigga.
But baby, if you meet a nigga like me, you gonna already tell your family that nigga wrote crazy. Don't even try to even come on that way, cause y'all know that nigga stupid as hell. So you might as well just don't even waste your time,
right?
Cause you know my old man crazy as hell. And I love you, he love you, but at the same time you can't stay no more than 2 weeks.
Right.
2 week vacation. That's it.
Yo, what's up, man? We shut this motherfucker down. This is episode 13. We had another good show. Appreciate my homeboy DJ Outlaw coming through, my nigga.
Yeah,
real motherfucker talk. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is the 4 week of the show. We going hard and strong. We're gonna be back tomorrow at 8 PM. If you can't try and jump us on that first hour, all right, 8 PM Eastern time, 7 in the Bay. God damn it, you know, god damn it, take a minute to call if you're not, you fuck with us on that second hour, whatever. But we're gonna be back Monday through Thursday, all right? 8 PM. Monday through Thursday. All right?
It's timeless.
You know what I'm saying? K100, man. Hey, yo, appreciate everybody showing the love. One time for our first time caller. We getting our networking on with that shit right there, too. We going to fuck with her. The goddamn chest and breast, wet chest and breast.
Oh, yeah, we'll be on.
We'll be there.
Ref.
Yeah. We out this motherfucker, man. K100. All right? Yep. Holla at us.